Welcome. This is Jen Verheeren of Cadence Coaching. Time is one of our most valuable resources. Not having enough time is like a disease in our culture. But if you think about it, not having enough time is just not possible. We all have the exact same amount of time. Time is completely neutral. It's fixed. There is not more or less of it. The measurement of time is something that we've made up. Therefore, we cannot actually run out of it or have too little. This is such a revelation. If we live thinking that time is scarce and that there is not enough, we will always be questioning how we spend it and judging ourselves for how we spend it. These are simply judgments or stories that we tell ourselves. If you look up the word blivet, B-L-I-V-E-T, in the Urban Dictionary, you will find that it means trying to put 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag. I find that this is such a common affliction among all of us. We think we should be able to do a lot more in a day than is possible. We put pressure on ourselves to do 10 pounds worth of things when there is room for 5. We walk around feeling overwhelmed and go to bed nightly feeling like we haven't done enough. Most of the time, we really truly believe that our judgments are the truth, that all these things need to be done, and if we don't get them done, we are failing. These are lies. So, stick with me here. If you manage the time you have well, you'll be able to view it as neutral. If you learn to match your expectations with what is possible and actually necessary, you will feel productive and present. You'll lose that frustrating feeling that you should be doing something else instead of exactly what you're doing. The Power Hour is a tool that I started using a few years ago when I was battling my own blivet, and I began sharing it with business owners as a tool to become more proactive and less reactive in their lives. I've since realized that it's a great tool for everyone, not just business owners. So, what is a Power Hour? A power hour is 1 hour at the beginning of every week or the end of the last week dedicated to setting intentions, planning, and scheduling. It's that simple. Sit down and plan out your week. Having a power hour is the starting point for effective time management. It ensures that you get the right amount of rest, play, and work. People talk all the time about wanting balance in their lives. And the thing is, life will never be balanced. You'll never have equal amounts of work, play, and personal time. What you can have, though, is a well-integrated life. You can make the different parts of your life fit together like puzzle pieces and feel more peace by making commitments around how you want to spend your time and sticking to those commitments. If you're already thinking, oh, but what about this, what about that, and all the exceptions and excuses and horse life things that will make it impossible for a power hour to work for you, just stop. Exceptions can easily become the exception rather than the rule if you are tired of feeling like you don't have enough time or feeling like your life is unbalanced. A power hour is a weekly half halt for your life. An opportunity to redirect, reorganize, and generate more intention and power. Would you do an entire ride without a half hold? What would happen if you did? Would you feel a little out of control? You shouldn't go through a whole week without a half hold either. Having a weekly power hour helps make it easier for you to keep your commitments to yourself. It's a cure for overwhelm. It allows you to trust that there will be enough time and that you will get done what needs to be done. Here's how to do it. Take 1 hour at the beginning of the week or at the end of the last week to plan the week ahead. Plan your power hour for a time that makes sense and then guard it fiercely. Number one, block out free time, riding time, and exercise time, if that's you. Free time or family time, riding time, and exercise. Number two, schedule the things that you have to do, like going to work or picking the kids up from school or feeding the horses. Number three, do a to-do list download. Get all the things out of your head onto one big list. Number four, begin adding the things to your calendar, the things from your to-do list. Add the most important things first. And you may have to make some estimates as to how long things take. And believe me, if you start doing this now, you'll get better and better at it as you go along. Okay, so you're prioritizing the things on your to-do list and adding the most important ones to your schedule. Number five, anything that's left over that there's not room for, add it to the next week's schedule, delegate it, or delete it. Those are your three choices. If there's not room for it, roll it forward, delegate, or delete. It is this simple. If you're someone who likes flexibility and likes to go with the flow, this may feel restrictive and unappealing to you at first. But what I find with most people is that structure leads to freedom. If you do not build structure into your life, you will always feel like you don't have time, like you waste time, and like you don't own your own time. The Musketeers will try to convince you that their needs are far more important than sticking to a schedule. People chatting with you, interruptions, your boss piling on the work, your clients showing up late for their lessons, you being chronically late, all of these are the result of not having clarity about your schedule and what's most important to you. It's easy to think that things outside yourself are causing you to feel overwhelmed or like you don't have enough time, but the reality is that you have much more agency in the way you manage your time than you think. Live on purpose. Your power hour can be an anchor for the habits and routines that will ultimately lead you to more freedom and peace of mind. Give it a try.